This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is the Green Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are visiting with Roberta Perry, founder of Scrubs Body Scrub Incorporated. Because of her want of something better and more natural in her body care products, Roberta decided to make her own, and when enough people raved about the quality and scents, she knew a personal need or want could become a business as well. Roberta, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
I am as well. Thanks for coming out this morning. So tell us how Scrubs got started in the first place.
It was definitely one of those sort of moments where what I was purchasing was doing, you know, most of the job, half the job, but there was definitely frustrations. Too oily, too many preservatives, and, you know, just so on. Not gritty enough, not, you know, gentle enough. And really it was sort of just, they say, you know, ideas are born out of necessity. And so I happened upon a craft fair one day and picked the brains of someone selling essential oils and compounding oils. And I figured, I have that in the house. I cook with that. I have, you know, and it just sort of was born out of, let me try a few things. So like a mad chemist, I went into the kitchen and, you know, 3-4 formulas later in that first sequence, I had something that I was enjoying myself but kind of wasn't quite there. And just discussions with people, a little bit of research. At this point, I had no intention of becoming a business. It was purely me and what I wanted for myself. But then I said the fortuitous moment was Mother's Day. I sort of packaged some up and gave some as gifts. And then that's when the phone started ringing. And that was kind of, you know, a turning point.
Now discuss the advantages or disadvantages of being a small business.
Oh, God. There are so many on both sides of the coin. The disadvantages, obviously, it's the wanting to brand yourself in the most effective, cost-effective, really. But how do you get the word out there way and not break the bank? It's maintaining the real integrity that started you in the first place. And that's definitely something I've come across, especially in the green business. The flip side of that, obviously, is that my customers walk in and I know them by name. You know, an order comes across the internet and so many times it's like, oh, I remember her. You know, an order came in that I personally packed out and a day later this one person said, I hear you have a, you know, sales rep program. I'd like more information. And I loved it because I said, I'm the one that packed your order. I said, so you liked it, huh? And she's like, oh my goodness, you know. And so that's where, you know, to get that connection, you know, my whole sort of business model, you know, changed in my own mind where we started more wholesale and retail online and kind of grew into this small business, you know, kind of body care bakery aspect. And at this point, I would rather have more of the smaller stores than have one big type situation. You know, it's really come down to the people.
Now, talking about green, how are you trying to maintain green practices within your business?
Really across the board. As simple in the office aspect of, you know, reusing the same paper over and over again. And if something comes in that we do not need to print, we never do. Recycling ink cartridges. I mean, that's just the office part. Manufacturing, literally calling ourselves a body care bakery, I love because that's in essence what we are. We buy as little as we need at the moment. We use natural oils, pure sugar. I keep it local if possible. I only buy within the United States. And again, I'm trying to find even companies within New York State so the shippings are low. I'll use boxes if I have to. All our jars are recyclable. We have a refill program every Wednesday and once a month on Fridays where people bring back their jars and they can refill them for it's like a 42% discount. So that's become a tremendous hit. Again, the quality of the things we use, everything is handmade. You know, we do it in smaller batches. So our whole footprint has become, you know, it's as little as it needs to be. Even as we grow, we're just increasing it as we need to. And that's kind of, you know, really special to us.
Impressive. We are visiting with Roberta Perry, founder of Scrubs Body Scrub Incorporated, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the ePodcast Network. What is the benefit about exfoliation and who is it for?
Oh, gosh. Really? Everyone. And if I have to tell you that if there's one thing out of this entire experience that I would like to share with people, whether it is my brand or one, you know, as good as, you know, or like it, is that when you exfoliate, you are polishing your skin, you are increasing blood flow, you are rejuvenating muscle tone, you are pushing lymphatic fluids around, you are holistically massaging your skin. There, you know, unless you're using a piece of sandpaper or really doing it with harsh products, or there is no downside. There's only an upside, because it's not just good for your skin that sheds anyway. And I always horrify people when I tell them that I believe it's like 68% or more of the dust in your home is dead skin. So I like to say, if you want to dust less, exfoliate more. But, you know, that's the joke side of it. But the upside is that you're continually rejuvenating fresh skin cells, and therefore you're more polished, your skin rejuvenates itself better. Natural botanical oils have certain lipids and properties that are so similar to our own that they can actually help rebuild skin tissue. And the more I learned about this, and what's funny is I knew so little prior. I knew, you know, I read labels, but I didn't really know why. I just saw that so many of the healthier products had, you know, certain ingredients in them. But the more I read and researched as I needed to teach it, genuinely, the more humbled I was by my own product line, because I couldn't believe how lucky I got in that it's just, you don't need junk to put on top of your skin. You need certain acidic levels to rebuild the tissue. It's you know, that's your skin is the largest organ, and so it needs proteins and whatnot. And natural plant oils have this same acidic balance that helps skin. So it was just wow. You know, the more I read, and so combining these incredible oils with the fact that you're polishing the skin at the same time, so you're taking off the gunk and the dead skin and cleaning out the pores and like I said, rejuvenating the whole skin surface, you're then moisturizing with something that's going to help rebuild the tissue. And to me, that whole concept was so cool. But the best, and I always tease everyone, I admit to being very lazy when it came to taking care of myself, and that the more body products I had, sort of the less I used. I'd sort of grab for the soap, what was ever easier. And what's neat about this is that you don't have to do it every day if you don't want to. Once a week is great. But if you think of it as a cleanser, so you're using it head to toe and you're not fussing with it, you're just polishing your skin and cleaning at the same time, it becomes a regime and your skin thanks you for it. You know, that is that exfoliation, whether it's a washcloth or a dry brush, it's just so many things that you can do to rejuvenate your body. What I like to say, what could be bad?
How would you explain the integrity of your business?
The best part is that I guess because I started it at a later stage, I'm 50 now and the business is 6 years old. If I had started it younger and I was a different type of a hunger, who knows, I might have had a different head on. But integrity was still important to me because it was in my business practices before, but I see it with such different eyes now, is that I'd rather make less money and still continue to put out the top I can and make sure that I'm not getting into business practices that are unsavory and, you know, just you know, the best example I had is someone was questioning, you know, myself. I did some research and I said, oh, I heard this and this. And he kept asking me, you know, well, who told you? And I'm like, I won't reveal that. That's, you know, I did some research. You know, I spoke to 10 people. Like, why would I tell you? And literally that was the deal breaker. And I said, then I don't want to work with people like you. And it's just more and more as I sit back and watch what's happened, you know, in the financial sector, in the business sector, and just everything. You know, it's scary to the point that I think people forgot what they're doing in the first place, why we're here, what, you know, and again, it goes back to my feelings on small business. It's got to be about the people, and the minute you forget that, I think everything goes to pot. I mean, in that sense, and, you know, so for me, if it's taking back a jar that was a year and a half old for whatever reason, it's not going to be my favorite thing to do, but I might credit them. Or, you know, it's about keeping the customer happy. What else can we do for you? And that we see. I'd rather keep 10 customers happy than 100, you know, customers just okay.
How has your business model shifted and grown since you've started? You mentioned a little bit about that earlier.
The fact that I think when we first started, we had different types of dreams of grandeur. And again, I refer back to the term I used before, the body care bakery aspect. When you're doing it naturally, when you're cooking and want to keep it fresh, there, you know, unless you're in a humongous factory, you know, making Hostess cakes, so to speak, you're doing it fresh, you're doing it right, you're doing it every day. And that is where it shifted, you know, where we kind of said, oh, maybe we'll, you know, hire someone to manufacture our recipe, or maybe we'll, you know, we kept thinking of different ways to grow the wholesale aspect and sort of, you know, how many hundreds of places can we be in? And not that that's not sort of somewhere, but more important, I would rather have 4 of the shops I have now where people come in and look. So the whole focus has changed, you know, where, you know, absolutely, I'd be lying. We're in business. We want to make money, but it's just a different burn. It's again, it's keeping the integrity. It's keeping the purity. It's keeping the relationships. It's, we do parties now. It's more of that spa mentality. It's shifted to the softer side of business, for lack of a better expression.
Yeah, that is nice. Now, in conclusion, what could you leave with our listeners to help them be more green conscious?
Really recognizing waste. I think that is probably the thing. You know, every time I'm throwing out the trash, I'm trying to have less and less of it. You know, food, leftovers, reinventing things. I mean, it really cuts across every aspect of my life, and I'm far from perfect, but every day I am trying to do something better. Like I said, if it's reusing a box or reusing packaging material, it's just, you know, I just won't throw something out right away. I'll try and think of another use for it. It's purchasing even, you know, fun items to wearing that was recycled tires, things, and you know, comic books, and just fun, interesting ways to reuse. You know, I'm continually amazed by the excess that's out there, and how much we need to, you know, put back, even in a restaurant, ordering an appetizer and not the main dish. You know, because, you know, yes, you could take it home, but I'd rather start with less. You know, so I guess it's that paring down mentality of realizing that the less I have, the happier I became.
That's really good information. It has been a privilege to have you on the show today. She is Roberta Perry, founder of Scrubs Body Scrub Incorporated. And you can get more information and check out the cool products that she offers at scrubsbodyscrub.com. You spell that scrub with a Z. Body Scrub, SCRUB.com. Roberta, thanks so much for joining us and being a part of the Green Business Podcast Show.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.